Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. Improvements are being made to the rail intersection at 12th Street Southwest in Lamar's. The intersection was shut down for several months last year after the crossing lights were damaged by a turning truck. Street Superintendent Scott Knipe says modification of that intersection was under discussion with the railroad prior to the accident.
Actually, before those tracks, you know, that last time it got hit, the railroad did give us a phone call and wanted to meet with us because it was on their list, because I don't remember for sure how many times that crossing was hit, not to the point that we had to shut it down like it did last time. But they had some concern because of the semis that were turning there and catching or breaking the lights, you know, on the railroad there. But
the railroad had its own solution, but Knipe says eliminating the turn lane should be sufficient to avoid accidents at the intersection in the future. Students of longtime teacher Margaret Peck are asked to ring the bell at this year's Plymouth County Fair. Margaret Peck passed away this past January at the age of 101, and as a tribute to her, a school bell has been installed by the Country Schoolhouse in Pioneer Village. Daughter Christy Peck, a 1974 graduate of Lamar's Community High School, says she thought of this idea to recognize her mother and all the students that loved her.
I bought a large bell. It's about 2 feet in diameter, and I have it installed next to the Country Schoolhouse at the fairgrounds. And so when everyone comes to the fair, if you had Mrs. Peck as a teacher, you need to come by the schoolhouse and ring the bell. And then inside the schoolhouse, I'm going to have a clipboard where I would like for you to sign your name, what school and what grades that you had my mom as a teacher. And this can be a school teacher, it could be a vacation Bible school teacher, it could be a Sunday school teacher, or if there's anything else that you had her as a teacher as, I don't know, she probably did some special stuff I'm not even remembering. I just like everyone to come by and ring that bell, and we can recognize my mom, and it just makes me happy to know that, you know, we're doing this for her.
Margaret Peck taught at every school in Lamar's, plus Brunsville, Merrill, Craig, and many other country schools. The Plymouth County Fair opens on Wednesday and continues through Sunday in Lamar's. The Iowa Department of Transportation says traffic on Iowa Highway 3 between Remsen and Marcus will be closed by a railroad construction project this week. Starting today until Thursday, August 31st, weather permitting, Iowa 3 will be closed while construction is taking place. Traffic will be detoured off Iowa 3 using Iowa 140 and Plymouth County Road C38 and L36. Motorists are urged to drive with caution, obey the posted speed limit and other signs in the work area, and be aware the traffic fines for moving violations are at least double in the work zones. A deadline is approaching for the expiration of tax cuts passed during the Trump administration. U.S. Representative Randy Feenstra wants to extend those cuts.
Those tax cuts go away by 2025, and some of them start going away already. So what we're trying to do is create extensions for, like, the enhanced standard deduction for the family, where you have a $12,000 for individual filers and $24,000 for families. We want to extend that and add another $4,000 of a guaranteed deduction.
Feenstra was asked about the likelihood of passage with a Democratic majority in the Senate. He says the measure should be able to reach some compromise. However, he's not as optimistic about the budget as a whole. The rolling city on spoked wheels known as Ragbri is entering its second day today. Some 25 to 30,000 cyclists will pedal 57 miles from Storm Lake to Carroll. Chamber of Commerce Program Director Ashley Schauble says an exceptionally busy day is ahead, and they hope to limit the impact on local residents. Schauble reminds people to be prepared for bikers everywhere, and she's hoping all goes smoothly. The 50th Register's annual Great Bike Ride Across Iowa is headed for Ames, about 86 miles from Carroll. An estimated 60,000 riders were on the first leg Sunday from Sioux City to Storm Lake. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sliggers.